Happy Valentine's Day. The question for today is, what is your purpose? Nothing hard about that, right? I mean, just explain why you're here on Earth. So some of these questions that I've been answering are easier than others to answer. And this is not one of the easy ones. But if I start from a place of truth and love, and I look at the type of human I am when I'm at my best and happiest, my purpose is to bring people together. And when I think about it, it really always has been. I was talking about this with my speaking coach, Jamia, the other day, who has, it's been an interesting process, and she's really brought out a lot of insights from my history that I thought I'd examined my life pretty well, but turns out there are still new things to discover all the time. And, you know, from talking with her and digging into my relationship with community in the past, I realized that from starting clubs in elementary school when I was 8 years old, to trying to broker my parents' marriage so that they'd give it another shot, to bringing people together around blood drives in Joplin, Missouri, to building chapters of association members around the world for different associations when I worked in membership and component relations for multiple associations, all the way to today, when almost 10 years down the road, I'm creating resources and hopefully building community, continuing to build community with Association Chat. And I think my whole purpose here on Earth is to unite people. It's the one thing that I've done over and over and over again throughout my life. And I used to be confused by that, and confused by the fact that I love to entertain. I also do that. I've done that my whole life. I love to teach. I love to teach other people about things that I've learned. But if I don't get to see the result of what happens with that entertainment or that teaching, if I leave right after a presentation, I'm not part of this sense of building community, that, you know, I don't feel satisfied. And I don't think that until I dug into some of this history that I fully realized that, or why, that I fully understood why I get so dissatisfied with, you know, what I would refer to as one-offs, you know. When I did dinner theater when I was in high school and was very involved in like the local dinner theater and things like that, I loved the part where I had a chance to talk with people in the audience after. You know, I loved the part where everybody was sitting around and learning their lines. There's something about the community aspect that I really love. And I think that in exploring, I thought every little kid, until I talked to Jamia the other day, I thought every little kid created multiple clubs. Everyone did, but apparently not. And when I thought about why I did it, I had, I lived an hour away on the bus. There were not a lot of neighbors, and my phone number was long distance from people, which, if nobody knows what that means, who's listening, what that means is back in the day when you had to call somebody else, we didn't have cell phones, and so you would use your house phone, and if you had a different area code in front of your number, it would charge people. So because of that, even my best friends were not allowed to call me all the time. And so I guess, you know, when I really thought about it, one of the reasons I wanted to start a club and then started multiple clubs when I was in school was I really wanted to be part of my friendships, part of my group and to have people wish for me to be there when I couldn't be there. If I couldn't be there, if I couldn't ride my bike and play with them outside of school, and if they couldn't call me and talk to me on the phone, how were they going to think of me, and why would I have any relevance to any of them? I mean, I wouldn't have used the word relevance, but it's like, why would I have mattered? And I think that I created these clubs when I was with my friends when I was in school because I wanted them to think I was important, to come back to me and to want me to be there, to think about me when I wasn't around. Because if I was the leader of the club, then they'd need me or want me to be there to do whatever the club was supposed to do. Anyway, that's deep thoughts again. But I am thankful for a day like Valentine's Day, which, if it's created by greeting cards makers and companies, I don't care, because I think there's enough hate in the world that it's awfully nice to actually have a day where there's hearts and love and people are reminded to share why they care about somebody else. Maybe we should have lots more Valentine's Days. So now it's your turn. What is your purpose? I would love to hear your response. Happy Valentine's Day.